And be fair, Marge. For once in your life, be fair. Sorry.
My fault.
What? Don't shoot. Just take the money and get out.
What? Oh, Apu, I would never. Or would I? I've already gone this far. I wonder what my life would be like if I robbed the Quickie Mart. I'll do it. I'll rob the Quickie Mart. All right, put your... Go! Oh, well. I'll rob it next time.
Can you help me get my ball down from the roof, Dad?
Sure thing, honey. You want me to get the cat down?
No, thanks.
Who?
Miss one, Dad.
See you in hell, dinner plate.
Does anyone know where all my dinner plates went?
You probably left them at work. On another topic, guess who has picked to host the next NRA get-together?
Homer, I told you this morning, no guns at the dinner table.
You said the breakfast table.
It's the same table.
Listen, if it'll make you feel any better, I'll put the safety on. Oops. Guess it was already on. I'd better just put it down.
No offense, Bob, but that was pretty cool.
Homer, I think you'd agree that I've put up with a lot in this marriage. But this is the first time since we've been married that I've actually feared for our lives. So I'm asking you, if you really care about me and the children, please, please get rid of the gun.
All right, Marge. I'll do it. For you.
I'm a lucky woman.
And I'm a wonderful man.
I don't feel them. You said there'd be fudgicles, Bart. Where's the fudgicles?
First, it's Fudge Sickle, and I know they're up here. I just need a better foothold.
Hello. And the next marksman is William Tell Jr.
Jinx!
Bart!
Oh, I see Bart gets to have a gun.
You lied to me. You promised to get rid of this gun.
I put it in a safe place, Marge. I mean, what are the odds the boy would look in a vegetable crisper?
How could you? Of all the terrible things you've ever done in your life, this is the worst, the most despicable.
But, Marge, I swear to you, I never thought you'd find out.
Until you decide what's more important, your gun or your family, we can't live in the same house. Come on, kids.
So this is the thanks I get for protecting my family? Then go. I'll be just fine. Do you know how to cook dinner?
Do I?
I've left Homer. Thank God. So we need a place to spend the night. Try the Sleep Easy Motel. I woke up there once. Seemed nice.
Why can't we stay here?
We have a gentleman caller.
Hey, this TV's not broken. It's just unplugged. What the...
Oh, the gun club's gonna be here any minute. They're here! They're here!
Hiya, Homer. I've rung you a big bag of irregular Oreos. I don't see what's wrong with this one. Oh.
Thank you.
making for a good time, sailor.
I certainly am.
No, you're not. He's really not.
And that's how, with a few minor adjustments, you can turn a regular gun into five guns.
Here's some more chocolate curls, gun buddies. Anyone else want a beer?
Homer, you use your gun as a can opener?
I use it for everything. Watch me turn on the TV.
I've never seen such recklessness.
You might have hurt someone.
Are you some kind of moron?
Yeah, but...
Hey, yes. Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, and keeping the King of England out of your face.
Your membership card, please, Homer.
Oh.
I'll also need to remove your tattoo.
I didn't get one yet.
Rats.
Now, since you're no longer a member, please go outside until the meeting is over.
Hey, we got a pool.
Can we go swimming, Mom?
Not right now, dear.
Wow, the TV's coin operated.
And so is the Bible.
I'd like to order a wake-up call, please. 3 a.m. For every room except this one. That's right. Good night. Always love trying out new material on the road. No way are you going to beat me this time, Lise.
Yes, I am. Come on, Spotty. Come on, Smelly.
Oh, this gun cost me everything. My wife, my kids. Everything but my precious, precious gun. This stinks. I want my family back.
Hey, is that a camera in the ceiling?
No. Go back to sleep.
This bed is making me nauseous. Why won't it stop?
Honey, it'll be morning soon. Try to get some sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you planning to stay the whole night?
Yes.
All right. Boat Quimmy. Marge? Sorry. Marge? Oh, sorry. Marge?
Boat Quimby.
Sorry.
Down here, Homer.
Oh, Marge! There's so many things I want to yell to you.
Come down here.
Okay! Oh, honey, please come home. I need you. It's dark in the house, and I'm hungry and lonesome, and there's no one there to hear my various witty remarks.
What about the gun?
It's gone for good, Marge. I finally realized, what's the point of having a gun for protection if you've got no one to protect?
Oh, homie. Come on, kids. We're going home.
Yay! Okie doke, here's your bill and your continental breakfast.
All right, everybody, hands up. You, give me the cash drawer.
Do what he says. I'm too rich to die.
Freeze, bad guy!
Boat Quimby!
Okay, man, don't shoot. Chill.
Homer, you said you got rid of the gun. You lied to me. Again!
I know I said that, but what I secretly meant was...
Yoink!
The joke's on you, buddy. There's no bullets in that thing.
Yo! Give me the bullets.
Okay, don't shoot.
Drop it.
Boy.
How did you know we were being robbed?
The clerk here pressed the silent alarm and we picked it up on our scanner.
Did anyone stop that robber?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry I lied to you, Marge, but this gun had a hold on me. I felt this incredible surge of power, like God must feel when he's holding a gun. So please, get rid of it, because I know I'll just lie to you again and again.
Mm.